Hello and welcome to another episode of the Embodied Coach Podcast. My name is Dr. Jen Chrisman, and I am so excited and I am so grateful that you are here with me today. We are embarking on a new journey as we pivot the podcast, and we're really going to be diving into the world of transformational coaching, what it means to be a coach, how we can become masterful at the art of coaching. We're going to, over the course of this podcast, we're going to hear from other coaches, as well as, you know, still having some of those lifestyle episodes and guests on, because again, being an embodied coach isn't just about something that you do, but it's who you are. And as we are embarking on this new journey together, I wanted to take this opportunity to talk about what coaching actually is and why someone would choose coaching. Whether you're choosing it from the perspective of the client or you're choosing it as the coach. So I know that most of you are likely in some capacity to be familiar with coaches. And I know that a lot of you probably already are coaches. And I also know that there are going to be some people who are listening who coaching is a brand new concept and you might still be learning. And I really want to be a part of that learning journey. And so in today's episode, we're going to start off with a little bit of coaching 101. I want to talk about what coaching is, and I want to talk about, again, why would someone choose coaching over some of the other options that are available out there. So let's just start at the beginning, and let's start with a definition of what coaching actually is. And you know, I'll be honest with you, if you do any sort of research, I mean, one quick Google search, you're going to see that there are a ton of different definitions of coaching. And a lot of it does depend on what kind of coaching we're talking about, because you have the coaching that I'm doing and what I'm talking about, and then you have coaching like coaching a basketball team. And there, while there's some overlap, it's like comparing apples and oranges, right? They're both fruits, but they're very different types of fruit. And so I want to be very clear that what we're talking about and what we're focusing here in this podcast is we're really talking about transformational coaching. And so when we are talking about transformational coaching, I think one of the best definitions that we can use is one that comes from the International Coach Federation. And a word on the International Coach Federation before we go too much further in it. I've talked about this in other areas, but when it comes to coaching, there is no governing board. There's no one entity that is overseeing coaches, that's checking certifications and monitoring and making sure that coaches are practicing and with integrity and to certain standards. And the International Coach Federation, you might also hear it known as ICF, you know, they're kind of like they're doing their best to be that for the coaching world. And so a lot of people do kind of hold the ICF to a certain standard. And when it comes to definitions and defining, there is a lot that we can take from the ICF as far as how to work in practice. And also, I think it's important to remember that the ICF is, they're not actually the end all be all in the world of coaching. And so a lot of people are maybe giving more power to who they are and what they are. You know, they are still a membership. You have to pay to be a part of it. You know, there's a lot of, with everything in life, there's always, you know, more to a whole picture. And so I offer that with, again, a grain of salt. However, their definition of coaching is one that I think is, you know, we can kind of use as the guiding light of what we're talking about and what we're doing here. So the ICF defines coaching as partnering with clients in a thought-provoking and creative process that inspires clients to maximize their personal and professional potential. So let's break that down. And what does that actually mean? Because there's a few different aspects of this definition that I think are important to highlight. And the first piece that I think is so important is the word partnering. And I think that, you know, the idea of a partnership when it comes to coaching is so important because that is truly what it is. And if you go back a few episodes, even before we made the pivot, I talked about how the relationship within a coaching framework can be so healing. And what's important about a partnership and what we want to acknowledge when we talk about partnerships is that there is an equality established from the beginning, that the power dynamic within a coaching relationship is even. It's not like some of the other modalities, the other paths. Even, you know, when I used to practice as a psychologist, and I was always really, you know, mindful of the importance of the relationship and creating an environment and a space where we felt equal. The inherent nature of therapy is not an equal partnership. There is the nature of the paradigm and the model of therapy is treatment, right? A client, and even people would, you know, call clients patients, are coming to the doctor for treatment. And the nature of that is there's a power differential that gets created. But when it comes to coaching, the coach is not coming in as the authority. They're not coming in and telling the client what they're supposed to do. They're not coming in and creating the goals for the client. And on the flip side of that, right, the client is coming in, and oftentimes clients don't, they might not realize this in the beginning, but this is part of what makes coaching so powerful, is the client gets to come in empowered. And it's the coaching relationship that is so powerful. It's not the coach that's the powerful one. And so it's really about the partnership is a partnership of equals. And when we have this understanding that coaching is a partnership, it's not a treatment plan, it's not one person being an authority or a guru or anything like that, there are certain qualities that get to emerge and evolve out of that relationship. You have open dialogue, right? There's both parties are coming in and they are speaking openly, equally. It's, you know, this was one of the areas for myself as a therapist, again, where it was hard to navigate that. You know, part of how I was trained very classically, a classic psychodynamic way of working, which is taken out of the Freud and his teachings. And so there was this, even though it's pretty outdated, there was still this like underneath the surface expectation that I be that blank slate, that I withhold, that I not give so much of myself. And when it comes to coaching, we're really talking about it. There's open dialogue. It's a very reciprocal, even, you know, it's a smooth flowing conversation that happens. There's open communication between the client and the coach. And within this partnership too, what else do we know is critical and important to partnership is trust, right? So we have built in, just woven into the definition of coaching, is this framework for open, honest communication that is built on trust. And I'm going to add into that the importance of honesty, transparency, and integrity. And it's coming from both parties, the coach and the client. So again, you know, putting the concept of partnership at the forefront of our definition of coaching. And then the next piece of that definition that I think is really important to touch on is this idea that it's a thought-provoking and creative process. I love this. You know, a really good coach, a master coach, that as we call them, someone who's really embodied in this work, will understand how to guide a client through a process so that the client is coming up with all sorts of ideas and options. A good coach doesn't give answers to their client. A good coach takes their client through the process where a client can uncover the answers within themselves. And as we're doing that, as the client is seeing and expanding their possibilities, and if you through the certification program, I talk a lot about this, the goal of coaching, and what we're doing is we're helping our clients expand their perception of choice in their life, right? So this thought-provoking and creative process will take your clients through, or take you if you are the client, right? And this is why it's important too on both sides is, you know, as a client and you're looking for a coach, keeping in mind like, oh, this is what coaching is supposed to look like. This is what it's supposed to be. You're going to go through that process where you're uncovering options. And as we uncover options and choices, we're able to narrow our focus so that we know how to evaluate and choose the right options in a given situation. So this thought-provoking, like how do we create a thought-provoking experience? And as a coach, the way that we do it, again, we're not giving answers, but we're asking powerful questions. We are supporting our clients by bringing a genuine sense of curiosity to the relationship and asking questions that take us even deeper, right? We're going below the surface. And, you know, with any, so often in life, we just kind of take what is offered at face value, and we don't allow ourselves to play in the space of like, and then what? Or, and what else? So that we are continually digging and getting even deeper to the roots, to the truth, to the significance, the importance, right? We're not focused necessarily on asking the questions of like why. And that is something that's really, I think, you know, one of the unspoken or, you know, below the surface differences between therapy and coaching, is that a lot of therapy, generally speaking, has, you know, very broadly again, focused on why, right? We're developing the insight. Why did this happen? Why am I doing what I'm doing? And when it comes to coaching, we're helping our clients develop a deeper understanding, but the end goal is not to stop at why. Because the truth is, why doesn't really do a whole lot for us in regards to creating change. I can know from here until next Tuesday all of the reasons why I do what I do, my life has turned out the way it is, you know, why I'm this, why I'm that. And it doesn't actually do anything, actually, for creating change in my life. So, you know, when it comes to coaching, it's this thought-provoking, it's a creative process, right, with the intention of moving our clients forward and deeper, right? So we're asking, like, what else? And then what? Because when we ask those questions, like, what else? We're expanding the possibility of options, right? The floodgates open for our clients to start to play in the field of potential and to explore, to use their imagination, to tap into their creativity so that they can fully see all of the potential, all of the options, all of the choices that are actually available to them. And then finally, the third part of this definition focuses on the idea that we are maximizing or fulfilling a personal or professional potential. And this is really, I think, the magic of coaching. And this, for me, is what I loved so much about the coaching industry, and what really pulled me in and helped me shift from therapy into coaching was this focus on potential. And, you know, on a very personal level, my heart and my, like, who I am as a person, I love very deeply, and my clients matter very much to me. And as a therapist, there was always this kind of internal hurdle that I struggled to navigate around how much of the beauty and the potential and the possibility I was allowed to express to them. And as a coach, you know, what we're doing in the coaching relationship is, as coaches, is we're holding that potential for them. That's part of the framework It's part of the definition of what coaching is. We as coaches are helping our clients to bear witness to what they are truly capable of. And, you know, in my experience, what's so beautiful about the coaching relationship, and again, really where it differs on, I'm going to say on paper, right? And like in theory, the paradigm and the framework of it from therapy. But what's so beautiful about coaching is that when people seek coaching, they're usually in a situation in their life where, like, for the most part, like, they're doing okay, right? They, you know, it's the, they have success or achievements or accomplishments, and, you know, maybe living the life again where on paper everything looks good, but they're coming to coaching because even though they're doing well and even though from the outside it might look like everything's okay, they hold within them a deep down knowing that they're capable of more, that there's even more potential, there's even more possibilities, and that there might be something that's holding them back, something that's blocking them from breaking through to even more success, even more possibility. And, you know, as clients, we don't always understand what it is that's holding us back. But as coaches, right, we know that there's usually some limiting beliefs or there is a fear that is keeping our clients from really, truly embracing what they're capable of. And what I love about this paradigm is that as a coach, we are operating and we are navigating from the get-go from the belief in the possibility and the potential of our clients. There's an optimism, if you will, for lack of a better word, around coaching, that people are powerful, that people are resourceful, that magic can happen, amazing things can occur. And it all lies there waiting within our clients to be tapped into. And when this is your starting off point, it's such an expansive way of approaching transformation, of approaching healing, of approaching, you know, creating any sort of change in our life. And so again, part of our job as a coach is really to help our clients to see their true potential. And then we help them to create a plan so that they can work towards and maximize their ability to reach their dreams. And I honestly, like, this is the best part of coaching. It's truly why I love this work so much and why it made so much sense was, you know, it allows me to be the mirror of pure love and potential and possibility, and to meet my clients at a place and hold them in nothing but reverence for their journey and for who they are and for where they are going. And it's also why I am so passionate about bringing as many people as possible along this path with me. Because it's there again, it's such an expansive way of being in the world. You know, there's so much seeing the good in another person, reflecting the good back, helping another person see their own potential. Again, I've always said I really do believe that powerful coaches have the ability to change the world, and there needs to be more people doing this, and that's why I'm so passionate about teaching it and really supporting people who feel called to this profession to get out there and start doing it. And I want to speak to also the changes that have happened in the world of coaching over the last few years, because coaching, we all know this, like it's exploded in the last decade. And I would say probably 10 years ago, people didn't really, like if someone said, oh, I have a life coach, you know, you might roll your eyes. I know I definitely did, but that's a whole other story, right? Because my ego was so wrapped up and caught up in my education and my training and all of that. And I really, you know, on some level at that point was very threatened by the idea of coaches, and I had to be, you know, I was carrying the position of being better then because I had the degree and all of that. But, you know, we've seen the industry just explode over the last decade. And I know some people are like, oh, it's oversaturated. Is it too late for me? The answer is absolutely not. The trends in what we're seeing is coaching isn't going anywhere. It's only continuing to grow. I mean, it is a multi-billion dollar industry right now, and it's only continuing to grow. And the reason why it is growing at the rate that it is because of the changes that are happening within the training, within the community. And, you know, when coaching first emerged into the public arena, it was really focused on mindset, goal setting, and achievement. Like that's why you hired a coach, right? They helped you set goals, and then you created a plan, and you went out there and you did it. And this model of, you know, being really focused on outcome and productivity is something that, you know, we're seeing shift right now in the world of coaching, and more coaches are coming online now, coming into this field with the understanding and with the perspectives, a perspective that I hold, that I think it's really important our responsibility when we're working with our clients is actually helping our clients shift out of constantly doing and into a way of being. And this is really where the coaching industry is headed. It's focusing on helping our clients not just set a goal, create a plan, and get it, but become the person who shows up in their life so that they can experience all that their heart desires. So the shift that's happened as an industry is that coaching has moved away from the goal setting and productivity, and it's really become the primary platform for personal development. And along the lines of that, you know, personal development is really understanding that when we take action on anything in our lives, that action, in order for the action to be quote unquote successful, the action has to be an extension of who we truly are, right? We're focused on becoming. We're focusing on taking aligned action, right? We're not just checking boxes anymore. We're really becoming the truest version of our ultimate potential. So a masterful coach, right? A coach practicing in today and like where we're going in the coaching industry is going to understand that there is a balance that we strike between helping our clients take action in their life while also bringing in reflection, introspection, deep personal development work, because those two really go hand in hand. We're combining, we're bridging the being and the doing. And as we continue this journey of coaching on this podcast and moving forward, I really want to emphasize, and I want you to know that this is the perspective that I take, that we need both. We need the internal work, and we need to connect with our inner wisdom. And when we do that, we then have to match that with how we actually show up in the world. When we're able to find the balance between who we're being and what we're doing, then we are powerfully serving our clients and we are creating a sustainable coaching practice. So, to wrap all of that up, again, as coaches, we believe that the relationship is a true partnership between coach and client. That our responsibility is to help our clients unlock, discover, and become crystal clear on what it is that they truly desire in their lives, and to connect that desire with an internal process of self-discovery. Our role as coaches is to help our clients find the answers within themselves and to develop their own strategies, their own answers for how to move forward. And then, of course, as coaches, we're also helping provide some accountability to our clients so that they're responsible for following through on the things that they identify, that they say they want in their life. And when this happens, the end result is that we empower our clients to change their life. The goal of coaching is to empower our clients. It's not to answer their questions. It's not to do the work for them. It's not to label necessarily like check boxes of goals. The goal of coaching is to empower our clients. So I've already talked about this quite a bit. I kind of wove it in throughout the whole episode, but again, I do want to just make it a point to speak to, specifically I want to talk about the difference between coaching and therapy, and why would someone choose to go to hire a coach rather than going to see a therapist? And obviously, this is something that I have spent a tremendous amount of time on in my own life. I have, you know, really explored within myself, how do I understand the differences between the two? From an objective perspective, what are the differences between the two? And, you know, again, as you know, I am trained as a psychologist. I was licensed as a psychologist for more than 10 years. I have a doctorate in clinical psychology. And, you know, having spent more than 10 years as a therapist before I transitioned fully into coaching, this is a world that I am very familiar with. You know, and the go-to generic response that people give is that for like the biggest difference between therapy and coaching is that, you know, people will say therapy focuses on the past, coaching focuses on the future. And I actually don't think that that's the difference at all, actually, because I know a lot of therapists, and there's a whole branch of therapy, cognitive behavioral therapy, that is very future oriented. You also have solution-focused therapy that, you know, where you're focused on the future, you're using the solution-focused approach with your clients, and, you know, so to say that therapy is only about the past is really doing a disservice to therapy. And on the other side, like we've already talked about, right, as a part of coaching, we are very interested in our client's history because we're interested in the whole person of our client. We are uncovering habits that have been ingrained in our clients, in their thought process, in their way of being, that have built up over time, right? We're looking at how these old ways of being are affecting their current life. You know, we're looking at all of the aspects of who our clients are. So to say that coaching doesn't look at the past, I think, is rather reductive. You know, again, I think it's coming from this old paradigm of coaching that is a bit outdated, where it was just goal setting and, you know, future or solution focus, that sort of thing. But, you know, nowadays we're doing so much more in the coaching relationship. So that's not the answer, right? The difference between coaching is not that therapy looks at the past, coaching looks at the future. What the difference is, actually, is what therapists are trained to do, right? It's the paradigm of what therapists are doing with their clients that makes it different, right? As a therapist, as a psychologist, I have years of education and then years of supervision for licensure. And that licensure is specifically so that someone can treat people that are suffering from some sort of dysfunction in their life, whether it's depression, anxiety, PTSD, addiction, schizophrenia, psychotic disorders, whatever it might be. As a psychologist or any sort of a licensed mental health worker, there is an understanding of how to diagnose and then how to treat those issues. And this is where, it's unfortunate because I think this does a disservice to therapy, because there are a lot of people who come to therapy who don't have a diagnosable mental disorder, right? They're wanting to work on themselves, but the paradigm of therapy is mental health treatment. And so as part of the current model, there is an emphasis on diagnosing, creating a treatment plan, and it's not just working with a person to necessarily improve their life, but again, I'm working to treat this specific disorder. And this is like we have to be very clear here that is what therapy is for. Coaches, absolutely, under no circumstances should they be providing any sort of treatment for mental illness. Now, this opens up another conversation, and again, why I'm no longer part of the field as a whole, around the definition of mental illness and what is mental illness and labeling and diagnosing and oh my God, there's so many things here. But again, what I want to drive home here is an understanding that the primary difference between therapy and coaching is that therapy is a licensed mental health professional who is trained in and is diagnosing and then treating a mental health issue of some sort, right? That is therapy. Now, where there might be some overlap and where it becomes a bit of a gray zone, again, is because there are a lot of therapists who are not in the field to treat and diagnose, right? They're in the field to help people navigate their inner world, their thoughts, their emotions. They're in the field so that they can help people come up with healthier ways of dealing with their life, right? And this is something that both therapists and coaches do. The primary difference between therapy and coaching is the starting point. So when someone is coming in to see a therapist, and this is why there's so much stigma still around it, right? The idea is that they are going to come in and in some way they're going to meet criteria for some sort of a mental health issue. And when someone is coming in to work with a coach, they might have, some ways of thinking, they have their limiting beliefs that are getting them back, but they're not necessarily there because of a mental health issue. It's a funny area, and I've always struggled because, when I was working as a psychologist, I didn't work with insurance. I did in the beginning, but I stopped working with insurance companies because in order for someone to use their insurance to be reimbursed for our work together, I have to give them a diagnosis. And so many people that are coming to therapy, they're not coming to therapy because they have a mental health disorder. They're coming to therapy because they want to be better people. Because they want to improve the quality of their life. Or maybe they have this hardship that they're going through and they want some support. And so this, from the get-go, this understanding that therapy is here to treat mental health is the reason why I think there's such a wave that is moving towards coaching. people are hiring coaches because they don't want to be looked at as a patient, right? They don't want to be looked at. I want to believe in myself enough to grow my seven-figure business. I don't want to have to be labeled as, you know, oh, I have anxiety or depression, and now this is something that's going to stick with me. So people are seeking out coaches because it allows them to be a whole person. And again, I offer this with the very clear knowing that there are a tremendous amount of amazing therapists who are doing this work not because they're wanting to treat and diagnose mental health issues, right? So a lot of therapists are doing the work of coaches. However, a coach cannot do the work of a therapist when it comes to treating. That's what we need to understand. That's what we need to really be clear about through this process. So, having said all of that, I feel like we covered a lot today. I feel like we have a really good understanding of what coaching is, the changes that have happened, and where coaching is going, how it's changed over the last few decades, and really understanding why the appeal to seek coaching rather than something like traditional therapy. So I hope that all of this information was super helpful. If you are interested in learning more about becoming a coach, receiving training and mentorship on this journey, I would love to invite you in to the Embodied Life Coaching Academy certification and mentorship program. It's a mastermind, it's a training, it's all of the things. And if this is something that you're interested in, I would, again, I'd just love to have that conversation with you. I'm happy to answer any questions you have. I will put a link in the bottom of the show notes for you to check out the certification program as well as the application to apply. And also, if you just want to ask some questions, you can book a call and we can chat about that. And if you found this episode helpful in any way, I would love for you to share it with someone. Share it on social media. You can also, if you feel so inclined, you can leave a review. That does a lot in helping get the message out to others. And I will look forward to being with you in our next episode of the Embodied Coach Podcast. Again, my name is Dr. Jen Chrisman, and I just want to say thank you for spending this time with me today, and I'll see you on the next one.